These are some of the major stories which made the news this week in the Hunter. The region's peak business body is calling on the state government to provide funding to support flights from Newcastle Airport to New Zealand and Southeast Asia. Business Hunter has lobbied the government for $15 million over 3 years to support the move. Data shows there's nearly enough demand to have 3 flights from Newcastle to Perth each day, along with 2 to Singapore. Business Hunter CEO Bob Hawes says it has the power to broaden the diversity of business and industry across the region.
Newcastle Airport and the Port of Newcastle, defence, health, all those things that we've already got a big foothold on here in the region need to be part of that picture moving forward.
Lingard Private Hospital has unveiled its redevelopment plans, with the state government now calling on the public to provide feedback. The hospital in Merriweather lodged a proposal for a new 2-story building last year. The $116 million proposal includes plans for additional beds, consultation rooms, staff and office spaces, and a medical clinic. Newcastle Council is proposing a new bulk waste venue to divert materials from landfill at Summer Hill. It comes after plans for a $56 million recycling facility to deal with household items was scrapped. Managing Director of Waste Services, Michael Alloway, says the new proposal deals with larger items.
So at the moment, we've probably got about 50% of the input stream would be classified in that bracket. So our sense is if we can affect recovery anywhere from about 40% to about 60%, that's a massive win in terms of landfill diversion.
3 bridges in the Martinsville area near Morisset are set to be upgraded in a bid to ensure access to transport and services for around 50 properties. Council says it's also acquiring portions of land to widen surrounding roads. Mayor Kay Fraser says landowners have been generous.
Because we're doing a road upgrade, we just need to use a little bit more of the land around there. So hence the reason we had to acquire a bit more land. Bridges now are not serviceable. They haven't been serviceable for some time. So it's important that we replace those bridges and get them there for the residents to be able to move in and out of very safely.
A man alleged to have been behind the murder of a 38-year-old who died in Raymond Terrace has been refused bail. 29-year-old Kane Flanders is accused of being involved in a physical altercation involving an axe and a scooter and was charged after being assessed at Maitland Hospital. He'll return to court in June. The Greens candidate for Lake Macquarie is calling for more to be done to address road safety for pedestrians. Jane Oakley wants to improve both accessibility and safety by adding more footpaths, accessibility ramps, cycleways and other resources. She says people in the community travelling without a vehicle are often overlooked.
Safety around our roads for pedestrians and non-vehicle users is really important, and I feel often gets lost when we're building infrastructure. We fail to take into consideration other people who need to get around, so families getting kids to school, people on mobility scooters.
An ICAC investigation into Newcastle MP Tim Crackenthorpe has found he knowingly failed to declare a conflict of interest concerning family properties in the Broadmeadow redevelopment area. The Independent Commission Against Corruption found he breached public trust when he didn't declare properties in Broadmeadow held by him, his wife and his in-laws. The findings come with the New South Wales Cabinet Office releasing the investigation report. It's been reported Premier Chris Minns won't look to expel Mr. Crackenthorpe from the party. The University of Newcastle's engineering and health programs have been identified as some of the best in the world. The 2024 QS World University rankings have placed the institution in the world's top 50 for research and teaching in nursing. Professor Jennifer Millam says the rankings help the university improve their programs.
Rankings are important because they allow us to benchmark how well we're doing against other universities globally in terms of solving real-world problems and how well we're contributing through our research and our teaching to the global challenges that we face today.
New technologies are being used in the Hunter as part of a bid to fight food supply issues. Boomer Food Group is using new cubic farming technology to help increase produce levels. The vertical farm systems are used to grow lettuce, microgreens, and a variety of different herbs. Boomer Food Group Managing Director Corey Robertson says the program can grow seedlings in a quick and timely manner.
So our propagators can take 60 to 80,000 seedlings, have them ready to go within a 2 week, 3 week or 4 week cycle, depending on the cultivar that we're growing.
2NURFM Sport.
In sport this week, an early lead hasn't been enough to get the Knights over the line in their NRL clash with the Roosters. Newcastle opened the scoring in the fifth minute, leading 8-0 in the opening stages of the first half, but the Roosters clawed back with the final score 22-20. Knights coach Adam O'Brien says it's a frustrating loss.
I don't think I've ever heard a stadium so frustrated. Never heard booing like that at the end of a game, so must be something in it.
And now you're up to date with this week's top stories from 2NURFM Hunter News.